it's going to be a tremendous fit for us. I think McCormick, in terms of the space that we compete in around herbs, spices and seasonings, they're the global market leader. We're the global market leader in chilled herbs, spices and seasonings. So there's a really good fit there. And what I'm excited about the most is it's going to further strengthen our export profile. So, you know, right now we've got 60% of our sales going to the US. We're 90% a retail business. McCormick is going to enable us to strengthen our export sales to the US in food service, industrial, and also to, you know, mostly to the European markets.
I guess to some people this sale might come as a bit of a surprise. How long has it been in the offing?
I don't think it should come to surprise to many people. I mean, Doug is a very successful business person in the agribusiness sector. And he has successfully built businesses and passed them on to strategic owners in the past, obviously with Uncle Toby's and Berry. So I think I think we've known for a long time that we'll be seeking a strategic partner. And I think from the management's point of view, if we could have handpicked a partner, it would be the global market leader in herbs, spices and seasonings.
Is it 100% sale or do you still retain any ownership? How does it work?
No, McCormick will be 100% owners of the botanical food company. For McCormick, they're basically purchasing a chilled capability, so it's a whole new platform for them. So, we're largely going to be a standalone operation for them. We can't share warehouses, we can't share trucks. They're largely on an ambient supply chain. We're a chilled supply chain. So it's a new frontier.
How many people are employed throughout Queensland by the company?
It'd be in the order of 150 people.
What will it mean to those jobs into the future, Nicholas White?
Well, I think it's going to shore up the future viability of our operation. I think, from our farmers, most of our growing operations are in Queensland. So by strengthening our export markets, it's going to shore up the future for that growing capacity, our processing and manufacturing on the Sunshine Coast. And hopefully it's going to expand our export markets to the US, to Europe and to food service industrial channels.
The Gourmet Garden Company grew from humble beginnings in Queensland. The ever-fresh technology it uses to extend the shelf life of fresh herbs without heat treatment was developed by Australian scientists in the late 1980s. In the early 1990s, Jane Parker, a herb and spice industry expert and farmer, was contracted to the Department of Primary Industries to research and trial new crops for Billowilla farmers in central Queensland. 7 of the 9 growers who now supply Gourmet Garden still come from that region. Doug Shears bought fresh fruit juice manufacturer Berry, and the first herbs were processed at Tropic Juice in Palmwoods, which Mr. Shears still owns. Nicholas White says Gourmet Garden is an Australian success story.
We've grown from being a very small operation to now being the global market leader in chilled convenient herbs and spices. We're exporting to 15 different countries. And exports probably 60% of our current sales. So, from an Australian base, we've grown a very strong, successful international business.
Will the production of the product remain in Australia, do you think, or will it move offshore?
Absolutely, categorically, it'll remain in Australia. It's a critical component of our business model. Key parts of our IP are surrounding the growing and harvesting practices, and we've got a dedicated built facility here on the Sunshine Coast to service the export markets.
How much room for expansion do you think this deal could create?
I think it'll be significant, and I think we've doubled our business twofold since I've been in the business. So I think we'll be looking to do that at least again in the next 5 to 6 years.
This deal, I imagine, would have had to go past the Foreign Investment Review Board. Were there any hurdles there?
Not that I'm aware of. It didn't go through that board, so no, not that I'm aware of. I had to go through that.
So where to from here?
Oh, I think we can now sort of turn our attention to focusing on the growth aspects of the transaction, which is largely how do we grow our North American business. If you look at our Australian business, we've probably got about a 15% household penetration in Australia. We've got less than 3% in North America. So if we can replicate what we've done in Australia, in North America, with the help of McCormick, you know, there's at least a five-fold increase right there. There's, you know, McCormick have got 45% of their business are in industrial sales. Less than 10% of our sales are industrial sales. So there's a significant opportunity there. And in Europe, they're the key brand leader in Europe, and we've got a very small business in Europe. So there's plenty of growth opportunities to be focused on moving forward.
Nicholas White, thank you very much for your time.